Welcome to the WTS podcast, where we help entrepreneurs make more and work less by getting control and managing their systems. And today I have a very special guest. I have Sam Carpenter with me, the author of Work the System. It's that book right there behind me if you're watching this on video. And I'm not going to go through all of the same things Sam has done, written a number of books, been involved in politics, started companies, nonprofits, you name it. You can read all about that at workthesystem.com. But today we're going to put a special focus on one of the sections of his book, which is the strategic objective. So Sam, good to see you again. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, Josh. Yeah, this is always fun.
Good. Good. All right. Well, then I'm just going to fire off the questions. We'll see how much content we can get through today. And the first one is for you, Sam. It's kind of a softball question. What is a strategic objective?
Okay. And we talked before, Josh, that I will, and I'll mention this again before we're done, but all the details are in the book. And I don't make any money on the book. I'm not trying to sell books here, but you can download the book, Kindle, Audible, or buy the hard copy. I prefer hard copies. You can get them all on Amazon. But the details will be in the book. But what we'll talk about today, Josh, is just the basics, right? So your question is, why does a business owner need a strategic objective, right? Because we talked in our last podcast, Josh, about the mechanical efficiency, and it does make sense. If you have a goal to make sure everything about you, everything you do is headed toward that goal. That's utter simplicity, of course. So the strategic objective is a single page document. You write it up. Where are you going? Where do you want to get? And it's not rah-rah at all. It's always very practical and pragmatic. Oh, I want to be a millionaire in 2 years. No, whoa. Wait a minute. Where are you going with your business? Where do you want to get to? Not so much in terms of how many customers you have, that's all important, or how much money you make, but what is your objective? And your objective should always be to help other people. And that, again, is not some kind of esoteric feel-good thing. You really need to add value to other people's lives if you're going to be a success. It's just the way it is. And so where do you want to go? How do you want to get there? What don't you want to do? And keep it to a single page. And of course, a single page, depending on the size of your type, can be 600 words or 150 words. It just depends. It doesn't really matter that much. Just keep it short and list it. And in Appendix A in my book, no matter how you get it, well, you won't get it with the Audible, but with the Kindle and the hard copy, Appendix A is the Centratel. Centratel is my company. It's a call center, and I've had it for 37 years. The Centratel strategic objective is there, and you can read it and see what I'm talking about. But you have to have a goal, and you have to go straight in that direction and not go over here and go over there on your way, or you never get there. And that's so basic, pure logic. It's probably almost insulting for me to say that to some people. But the strategic objective will do that for you and your people. Your people need to go know where you're headed. And so you get everybody going in that direction. And that's the reason for a strategic objective.
Well, let me ask this question, which I don't think I've ever asked you this before, but you know, in your book, you detail how your company was just barely surviving for 15 years or so. And then you have this epiphany and it shifts. And part of the elements is the strategic objective. But I'm curious, like what direction was your company going for the first 15 years? And then what new direction did it go on once you wrote your strategic objective? So like what changed between kind of just following your gut and following your instinct to having this strategic objective? Was there a big strategic change in your business once you finally wrote it down on paper?
Yeah, well, I had the epiphany, and that's in the book too. So at one point in time, it came to me what I needed to do. But those 15 years where I was going over here and I'm going over there, I'm looking for the hand of God to come down and save me. I'm looking for another loan. I'm looking for a manager who will solve all my problems. I'm going over here. I'm going over there. And I'm up and down. And I was riding my emotions. And I certainly wasn't going in a direction except to keep the doors open. And the health of my business reflected that. And then when I realized, when I had the epiphany The first thing I did was write a strategic objective, because all of a sudden, and you read about the epiphany in the book, but what I realized in the epiphany was I needed to know where I was going. There's much more to it than that. But the first thing I needed to do was establish direction. Where don't I want to go? Or what can I add to help me get there? What do I need to discard that's preventing me from getting there? It was night and day. And when the epiphany happens in the book, in part one of the three-part book, Work the System, I appeal to the reader to reach an epiphany by the end of part one, but it may take longer. And once you get the epiphany, it makes total common sense to create a strategic objective the very first.
So for you, you write the strategic objective, and now all of a sudden you know where you're going. What did that do for your team? Because when I'm working with clients, they say, yeah, everyone knows where they're going. I know where we're going. This won't really change much. But I'm assuming that once this was written down, you know, it changed your team a little bit. Like, how did they change, or how do they react?
Well, of course, they were in chaos too. So I had to say, look, this is what we're going to do. This is our strategic objective. I want you to read it and improve it if you can. If I missed anything, you always want to ask your people to punch holes, even in the strategic objective that is your kind of your guiding light, 10 commandments kind of a thing. And what I had to do was remind them as time went on, what does a strategic objective say? Can you figure out what you just told me doesn't have anything to do with the strategic objective? And I'd put them on the spot. So you have to train your people to understand that to you as the owner of the company, the strategic objective is everything. You know why? Because it is everything. It is everything. As far as a mechanical kind of mercenary, I'm going over here, everybody has to be on board. And when everybody understands that that's where you're headed, and it's actually you're showing some success, which you will show success very rapidly with the Work the System method, they climb on board because it works and it makes their lives easier.
What about buy-in? Because for those listening, they probably have those employees who've been with them 5, 10, 15, 20 years or more, and they might like the way it's going. They might like their own way of doing business, and then they see this new strategic objective and they say, well, that's good for the company, but I still like doing things my way. Like, do you get them to buy in, or did you not have that issue with your company?
I did, and more than one person I gave a, how can I be elegant about this? I opened up the door to new possibilities for those folks. In other words, I don't need you anymore here. And here's why. Well, I just don't like doing things like that. And I don't agree. Okay. Sayonara. It's a problem is when this always comes up. It's a problem if it's your brother-in-law. Okay. That's a problem. So, but I had a lot of people leave at the beginning in management. I think I had probably an 80% turnover. Mm-hmm. I think I had 6 people at the time, and ultimately 5 of them left. And I'd say 3 of them left real fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that's enough to scare any of our viewers, our listeners. I understand that. But when you get what you're trying to do here, you're going to find out that you've been hiring people that have been not helping you get anywhere. And it's a job to them and they just don't care, or they got problems at home or whatever. But be prepared for some turnover. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's one of my advice. The larger the company is, probably the more you have to be prepared for it. And if you implement a strategic objective and there's no turnover, then maybe you didn't actually implement it at all.
Well, that's just, I'd bet any amount of money, any odds that's true.
So would you do it differently if you go back in time? Is there anything you would do differently, or anything you learned while doing it and you say, wow, I should have done it, you know, if I had done it again, I would have done it differently?
Wow, I've never had that question. I guess it depends on what aspect we're talking about.
Just the strategic objective. So like you're implementing this new strategy, this new way of doing business.
No, the strategic objective was easily put together. It probably took you know, over a few days, 15 minutes here, an hour there, probably 6 to 8 hours. But then I went through, it's got to be one of the perfect documents you have. And as people learn about, you know, get further into the documentation, and there's two other strategic pieces of documentation, of course, the operating principles and the working procedures. Your working procedures don't have to be perfect, but your strategic objective has to be perfect. Grammar has to be perfect. And then when we get to the operating principles, which I'm guessing might be our next effort here at a podcast, that has to be perfect too. But they're very short documents. They have to come from you. And I perfected them. You know, I made changes in those up to 2 years, but I haven't made any changes in a long, long time. And I say it in the book, I'll have to paraphrase, but evidence of the viability of your strategic objective is you're not constantly making changes to it, right? Oh, times change, technology's change, and you can make some. But if you keep going back to it and making changes over and over, you're not done with it yet. You really haven't determined a direction for yourself. Mm-hmm.
So for those listening to this and they're thinking, okay, this sounds good. I'm going to read about this in the book, but how do I actually do this? Or maybe they're afraid based on the fact that maybe some of their employees would leave. What recommendations would you have for someone who's thinking about putting this in place?
Well, really, you can't get everything from these podcasts. You really got to get the book. And again, I don't make a lot of money on the book. I make money with my call center and some of the other things I do. But seriously, it helps to sit down quietly and read the book. And I'd say read, there's two prefaces. There's a preface to the second edition, and there's a preface to the fourth edition. And they're both in there. I'd say read that front matter first. You don't need to read the whole book to get it. You can get it because I designed, especially the preface, well, both prefaces, I'll say, I designed them to give you a nutshell of what the rest of the book contains. Okay. And then there's the introduction. You get through the prefaces, read the introduction. That will tell you so much more and help our listeners, our viewers to make their own decisions about that particular question. Okay. And as time goes on, in my case, as time went on, it didn't take a lot of time. I got very confident in what I was doing. And I kept doing it. And I've been doing it since the year 1999. Okay. And now I work maybe 2 hours a month, and we have more time and money than we need. And it's pretty important that people sit down quietly and think about what I'm saying in the book. I have revised and revised and revised that book. The main message hasn't changed, but I have made it so much easier to read, particularly in this fourth edition that just came out.
So Sam, with the final question of today, what is maybe a question that I didn't ask you about the strategic objective or something on this topic of strategic objective that you think our audience really needs to know about that we didn't cover today?
Well, I talk about it in the book, but you have to do the strategic objective first. There's a couple of other documents, operating principles and working procedures, and we'll get to those in other podcasts. But you're going to want to do the working procedures first. Don't do that. Do the strategic objective first. I can tell you all kinds of experience we've had with that. And we've gotten to some pretty big consulting gigs. One was up in Canada, and I spent a month up there with those folks, but he insisted on doing the working procedures first. And it's not good. You need to establish direction before you do your operating principles or your strategic objective or anything else. You need to know where you're going, and you need to go in that direction, and the strategic objective will keep you going in that direction. So that's the question. So if the question was, what is the biggest pitfall? The biggest pitfall is not doing the strategic objective first. How's that?
Super simple, and I couldn't agree more. Yep. Okay. It's people say they should do it, and then they just never do. Well, great. Well, Sam, again, thanks for joining me. Thanks for those watching this, whether it's on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere you watch podcasts. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. If so, let us know. Let us know. Leave us a review. And if you want a free copy of that book right there, Work the System, mail to you, do a screenshot of that review and email it to info@workthesystem.com. Once a week, we pull a name out of a hat and we'll mail you a free copy of the book. Otherwise, everybody, we'll see you next time. And thanks again, Sam.